This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is 7:21, and as always on Sunday mornings, that means Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, guys.
All right, so let's start with the meeting on Friday with Zelensky and Trump. And the fallout from that. What were your takeaways? Michael, you can go first.
Well, obviously, I thought it was embarrassing. And I don't think anyone looked and came out of that good. I think everybody really failed at what they were supposed to do, including President Zelensky and obviously President Trump. Having said that, I mean, this is a new world order that we're starting to accept. The fact that we're now on the side of aggressors. And that's the thing that's most shocking to me, Scott, is I feel like I'm living in an alternate universe watching the Republican Party take us down this road, because it was just a decade or two ago that it wasn't this way. They were the ones leading the fight against Russia.
John, your thoughts?
Bitterly disappointing. And I will say that, you know, I read a very lengthy series of tweets from Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt earlier this morning, basically making the case that America's interests must come first, and that, you know, we might have an interest in the southern border and drug cartels, but what interest do we have over in Europe? Of course, the problem with that thinking is that America has been the predominant force in the world order for the last 50 years, easily, if not longer. And retreating from that leaves a vacuum that others will fill. European leaders are meeting right now, and they're going to fill that void. And, you know, if we would have handed Hawaii over to Japan back in 1941, I almost don't have the words, guys. I find this to be a repugnant foreign policy and a dangerous one, not just for the world, but for us as well.
Are you saying that the U.S. not being involved in these situations or backing out or backing away is leading us down a path we don't want to go?
Yeah, because Putin's not going to stop. He's already proven he's invaded Ukraine twice now. He's invaded Georgia. He has designs on European conquest. And you can't, if you allow that kind of, you know, malign actor to move forward, you're begging for problems. And eventually it is going to directly affect the United States. But I'd make the case that it already directly affects the United States.
You know, and Scott, part of the reason that President Trump has the swagger and the ability to speak the way that he does in the world is because of what we've done in the past, and because we have been the world leader, and because we always have stood for the right principles, and that we led NATO. And what we're watching is him trying to evaporate from that And what goes with that as well is the swagger and the moral authority of being those who are always on the right side fighting for the world. And I think that's what we're seeing crumble right in front of us.
Well, let's talk about some state issues here. Particularly, I'm interested in this subject, which is what voters say and then what the lawmakers do with that. So you had two amendments on the November ballot, one about abortion, one about sports gambling. And so far, there's been tons of pushback on the abortion issue from lawmakers in Jefferson County, Jefferson City, rather. And then the same thing, you've got Denny Hoskins, the new Secretary of State, kind of pushing back against sports gambling, which he has always done. So where does that leave us? If you're going to let the voters decide, why can't we move forward with what the voters decided?
Well, I'll start on okay. the abortion question. I think that if you look at public opinion does not support the policy that was in place before Amendment 3 was on the ballot, which was no abortions, even in cases of rape and incest. But public opinion also doesn't support the unfettered access to abortion at any point in pregnancy that essentially was what Amendment 3 had on the ballot. So I do think there is some room for a public conversation about this very important issue where the voters need to speak. Now, I think if the legislature puts a total ban on abortion on the ballot, it's going to fail. But if they do something that's thoughtful and reasonable and limits unfettered access to abortion, using abortion as birth control, I think the voters will support that. So I really don't have a problem with that. As to the sports gaming, I think, you know, he's obviously the Secretary of State has the authority to do what he's doing by delaying the rules. He basically said that there's not an emergency here, but it's going to come at some cost, especially for, you know, people like the St. Louis Cardinals.
Right. All right. Let's move. Michael, let's hear your thoughts.
Yeah, well, the fact of the matter is this isn't Republican policy, and they don't like it. The people have spoken. They're trying to find ways to undo it. This isn't new. We've seen it in Medicaid expansion, minimum wage, abortion, now sports gaming. The party that talks a lot about liberty is the one who wants to seem to put government in the way of most of them. I mean, what's more American and what's more democratic than the voice of the people speaking? As it specifically relates to sports gaming, I guess the Secretary of State makes an accurate point in that there may not be an emergency here, but they put emergency clauses in on everything. And why you'd want to hamper businesses operating inside your own state is beyond me. It appears as though that Denny Hoskins is acting from a personal manner rather than from the manner of where the citizens of Missouri are.
Michael Kelly, Democratic consultant, John Hancock, Republican consultant. Guys, as always, thanks for your thoughts.
You bet.
You will, Scott.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.